headlines. CSOs call for protection of journalists' rights as Zambia commemorates World Press Freedom Day. Government calls for avian solution to waste management challenges in Kitwe. And in global news, vote count begins in Australia as first polls close in closely fought election. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. As Zambia joins the rest of the world in commemorating World Press Freedom Day, a consortium of civil society organizations has called on government to champion urgent reforms that will foster a safe and enabling environment for journalists to ensure they are free from fear, intimidation and legal prosecution. Consortium chairperson Isaac Mwanza says while the CSOs acknowledge global reflections on the role of AI in shaping journalism and media rights, Zambia must first confront more immediate and pressing domestic threats to press freedom. Mr. Mwanza notes that under the New Dawn government, Zambia made headlines for a landmark achievement on the passage of the long-awaited Access to Information ATI law, but the consortium is concerned about what it has described as a troubling reversal of the progress, citing the continued use and introduction of repressive laws, including the Colonial Era Penal Code Act of 1931, Cyber Crimes and Cyber Security Act of 2025, and outdated official secrecy laws that remain unrepealed. He has warned that these legal instruments, introduced under the pretext of ensuring public order and digital security, are increasingly being used to surveil, intimidate and silence journalists and whistleblowers. Mr. Mwanza has since called on President Hichilema to align his administration's legislative agenda with his public commitment to human rights and ensure that Zambia's democratic future is built on genuine freedoms, not selective or symbolic ones.
It is hypocritical and counterproductive to commemorate World Press Freedom Day with beautiful speeches while at the same time passing laws that undermine the spirit and the letter of press freedom. True commitment is shown in law and policy, not just in rhetoric, and we believe that Zambia can do much better. We want to emphasize that press freedom is not a favor from government. It is a right enshrined in our constitution and international instrument and is essential to our democratic future.
And Transparency International Zambia TIZ is calling on government and all stakeholders to uphold legal protection for journalists, ensuring that they are shielded from harassment and intimidation, while also promoting media literacy to help the public critically assess information in this digital age. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has reaffirmed the organization's unwavering commitment to the principles of free, independent and pluralistic media as they are essential for promoting transparency, accountability and the safeguarding of democratic values.
TIZ recognize that a free and independent press is central to our work of fighting corruption, our work of promoting transparency and indeed the strengthening of good governance. Through our various thematic areas, we have actively supported and trained investigative journalists to address key issues impacting the Zambian public. All these efforts are particularly important in ensuring that journalists can report freely, accurately and without fear of retribution or reprisals of any sort.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sialuvalo has called for urgent and coordinated action to address the worsening waste management situation in Kitwe, citing growing concerns over uncollected waste, illegal dumping and sanitation challenges in the district. Mr. Sialuvalo has urged Kitwe City Council to scale up its waste management strategies, including embracing public-private partnerships, empowering local waste collectors and enforcing sanitation by laws to restore order and cleanliness. The minister made the remarks during his ongoing tour of the Copperbelt province, where he is inspecting constituency development fund CDF projects as part of a nationwide monitoring initiative aimed at ensuring effective implementation and service delivery. He further made an open call to the private sector and potential investors to partner with the government on sustainable solutions such as recycling and waste processing. Mr. Sialubalo also reminded residents that keeping the city clean is a collective responsibility, emphasizing the need for public awareness, civic engagement and responsible waste disposal practices.
We want garbage collection, waste management on top of our agenda. We need a clean, cheap waste, clean Zambia, where whatever is thrown, if it has a value, less than the price. If it has no value, we need to know what we can do to make sure that it's no longer a danger to the community. The way it is now,
a tragic fire in Lusaka's Emmersdale Township last evening claimed the lives of three children. Police spokesperson Ray Amonga explains that at approximately 21:30 hours, Chipwalo Police Post, under the jurisdiction of Emmersdale Police Station, received a report from Mr. Emmanuel Piri, age 34, of Kabanana Compound, Tungwerere area, who informed authorities that his home had been completely gutted by fire, resulting in the death of his three young children. Mr. Hamonga says, according to Mr. Perry, he left home around 18 hours to pick up his wife from Chazanga compound, leaving his three children at home. He says Mr. Perry explained that while at Chalobantu in Chazanga, he received a distress call from a neighbor who informed him that his house was on fire. Mr. Hamonga says Mr. Perry arrived home to find the house fully engulfed in flames and discovered that members of the public had already attempted to extinguish the fire and rescue the children, but the blaze had consumed the entire house before it was brought under control.
Tragically, the bodies of three juveniles were later recovered from the debris. The deceased have been identified as male juvenile Nathan Piri, age 7, male juvenile Emmanuel Piri, age 4, and male juvenile Slubilo Piri, age 2. All three sustained fatal burns. The cause of the fire is yet to be established and investigations have been instituted. Police visited the scene and confirmed the report. The value of the property destroyed has not yet been determined. The bodies of the deceased have been deposited in the investigating hospital mortuary, awaiting postmortem examination.
Very sad news indeed. Environmentalist Godfrey Piri is calling on government agencies to implement stricter monitoring and enforcement of environmental and social compliance standards for mining companies. Mr. Piri emphasized the need for robust oversight to ensure that mining operations do not harm the environment or local communities. He is concerned that some mining firms have caused significant environment damage, including water pollution and biodiversity loss. Mr. Piri said, in order to address such situations going forward, government must conduct regular monitoring and inspections of the suspended mining firms to ensure that they are complying with environmental and social regulations.
Compliance monitoring, one, is very important, and then there must be enforcement, and this enforcement must be seen to be working. It doesn't mean that enforcement means to chase away the companies, no. But enforcement means that the companies should be aware that when a disaster like this one happens, they are going to pay for that disaster. And they are going to make sure that they put in place mitigation measures that are going to mitigate against the harm on the environment and harm on the people.
The Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, ESMAZ, has raised concern over the Ministry of Mines' failure to publish geological information related to the emerald mining sector, saying this is stifling transparency, investment and overall sector development. In an interview with Phoenix News, ESMAZ President Victor Kalesha says that the unavailability of geological data makes it difficult for stakeholders and potential investors to make informed decisions Province, which has continued to hinder progress in the emerald mining sector. He has further criticized government's lack of prioritization for the sector, arguing that despite its potential to significantly